Well, good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
The day the Lord hath made, we will rejoice in what?
Be glad in it.
You know, if I wore a Mets hat, you know, ball cap, and I walked into some place and there was somebody who was into the Mets, we immediately could strike up a conversation, right? You know, oh, did you see the game last night? Yeah, oh, you know, they won overtime. You know, I mean, we could do this whole thing. And that's pretty normal and simple, right? I thought today we were going to look at two things in God's Word. This is not heavy, don't worry. You don't even have to read a Bible if you don't want to. If you drank the coffee, you might want to dance, but just hold it until afterward, okay? But I thought I would give you two things that we can use to start up a conversation with somebody about God's Word. All right. Some people are naturals, like my brother. You put him in anywhere and everybody loves him. I'm not like that. So sometimes I have to prepare things to talk to people about because I don't like to talk to people. Well, that's not quite true. Psalm 126, please. What to say to people? That's all. How to start a conversation. And of course, we want to get to God, right? Psalm 126. This is for the rest of us. Verse 1. Everybody there? Verse 1 says, "When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream." Just think of it. These guys were in captivity for years and years and years. And then they had this freedom. What is that like? You know, you're used to serving, being treated horribly in a foreign land. And then they were like one that dreams, you know? And really, that's our lives, isn't it? As one that dreams, that we look around the world and see what people go through. And yeah, we go through some, what was that word, things? We go through some things, but nothing like the world does. Then it says, "Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them." Even the unbelievers were talking about what God had done for his people. One great way to start a conversation with somebody is just tell them what God's done for you. That's not weird, is it? You know, at the grocery store, "How are you?" See, I'm one of those people, when somebody asks me how I am, maybe it's because I'm a literal person, I actually answer them. They don't mean to say, "How are you?" All they mean is like, "Hey," you know? But they said, "How are you?" So I feel like I have to answer them. But one thing that I do sometimes is I just tell them what God did for me or what I read that day. You know, that could be a great way to start a conversation. Verse 3. "The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are what?
Glad."
You know, how beautiful is that? Let's go to Mark chapter 5. Gospel of Mark. Here the situation is this lunatic dude that had several devil spirits was delivered. And completely delivered. And he wanted to hang out with Jesus and the disciples and go with them, you know. And look at what Jesus says to him. Let's go to 5, verse 18. "And when he was come into the ship," this is Jesus Christ, "he that hath been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him." He wanted to go with them. He wanted to hang out with them. That's pretty normal and natural, right? Mm-hmm. But look at what it says in verse 19. "Howbeit, Jesus suffered him not, but said to him, Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee." That's not a weird thing to talk to people about, is it? You know, has God done anything in your life? You might have to think about it. That's okay. Unless you had the coffee and then those thoughts are right there. But really, if God's done anything for us in our life, it's something we could tell somebody. And that's not weird. "And hath had compassion on thee." And then it says in verse 20, "He departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did what? They marveled. They marveled because of this great thing that God had done. You don't know the impact you're going to have on somebody when you just open up a little bit of God's word to them. But my gosh, it could be awesome. And they could just schluff you off or whatever that word is. You know, they might. But so what? Did God do something great for you? Let's talk about it. It can be like those that dream. Our lives are a dream compared to the world. Let's go to Psalm 30. So that was the first one. What has God done for you? I bet each one of us, no matter how hard our lives were or are, have something that we could tell people that God did for us, right? Yeah. Psalm 30. Sometimes God does stuff just right then for us that we could share with somebody. It just comes to our mind, just comes to our thoughts of something to say. Verse 9. This is a psalm attributed to David. What profit, verse 9, what profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall thy dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Really, when you're dead, what good are you to God? What can you do? What can you say? You know, they can look at you and say, oh, they look peaceful, or I don't know, whatever they say, you know, but that doesn't bless anybody. But, you know, if you're dead, you can't say anything, all right? So verse 10, hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Have you had days like that? Starts out bad, and then God just does something, and, oh, yeah, I forgot all about that thing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Just to talk about how great God is. That's the second thing. It's pretty simple, right? Just tell people how great God is. You can think of something, right? Somebody give me something, God, how great God is. He forgives us. Good Lord, don't people need to know that?
Yes.
What's something else?
Made the heavens and the earth.
Okay, there's that little thing. He made the heavens and the earth and all that therein is. Yes, Camellia.
He gave us peace.
He gave us peace. Something people are killing each other for. Okay, what verse were we in? Oh, 11, yeah. To the end my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent, O Lord my God. I will give thanks unto thee forever. So one thing that we could just tell people is how great God is. That's pretty easy, right? There's so many, many, many things in the Word, and just one of them is a great way to start a conversation. How are you? You know, and this I do often when people, you know, say, how are you? I say, well, God is so good to me. And then I think of whatever verse it is or whatever thing to share with them. You have that split second where they're listening. So why not before they run your cabbage through the trek thing or whatever it is that you're, coffee or something like that. Let's go to Psalm 145. You know, these last several psalms are psalms of praise. And how awesome it is to just read at the end of the psalms the great things about God. And, you know, if you're having a bad day, how awesome is that? You know, just read all these great things that God has done and worthy of praise. And that's what he says in this first verse. I will extol thee. I'll glorify thee. I'll exalt thee. My God, O King, I will bless thy name forever. Every day will I bless thee. Well, isn't that a cool goal? Every day I wake up, it might be a tough day for me, but what are we here for on this earth? I think Ephesians says we're to be to the praise of his what?
Glory.
Glory, right? You know, all God really wanted in the Old Testament from those guys was just to recognize him and love him. He did all those incredible things like, you know, Joshua was talking about. He made the heavens and he parted the Red Sea. Every day they ate, whether they were good or bad that day, God fed them. What great things God has done. Every day, verse 2, I'll bless thee, and I'll praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. That's what we do, isn't it? One generation to another. You know what, you old people? I don't mean older people. You know when young people are around, how this old young thing happens where like you make believe you're each other's not there? You notice that? You have. It's like you don't talk to them because they're not interested in you. But what if you old people, what if you recognized that young person and actually said hi? Just a thought. Anyway, verse 5, I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible, thy awe-inspiring acts, and I will declare thy greatness. This is what God wants us to do. Then they shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All the work shall praise thee, all thy work shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power. Who are the saints? We are. We're the ones to do this, to speak of his power and praise him and bless him. Of course, the perfect way for us to bless God is what? Right. But what can we say to other people? Something that God has done. Some wonderful thing. How great God is. Verse 12, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Psalm 146. This could turn somebody from the dark night of the soul to having a song in the night. Just giving them some wonderful thing that God has done. Either what he's done for me or just how great he is. And what a way to open a conversation. 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. What a great proclamation. While I have breath, while I'm still alive, while I'm not in the grave, I'm going to praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. And let's look at Psalm 150. This kind of covers it all right? If you ever need one, Psalm 150 does it. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. You know, music sometimes is just such a wonderful thing to bless us. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp, whatever those are. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals, not in the morning. You know. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So those are two things, you know. If you want to start a conversation with somebody, just tell them something God's done for you, and we can always think of something of how great God is, right? All right, thanks, Father, for your love, your grace, your mercy, your kindness, all these things that all these psalms say about you, how awesome and wonderful you are, and like you told us in the manifestations, Father, you do it for each and every one of us, how kind and wonderful you are, and Father, we owe you all the praise and everything that we can muster. And I just thank you for the privilege of being together and sharing and reveling in how great you are among ourselves here, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.